Of course, the great thing about New Labour is that it's appealing right across the class and cultural divide. And, of course, the marvellous thing to remember about Tony Blair is that
he went to a bloody good public school. Betty's. We used to play them at Rugger. Well, bloody good blokes, actually. They used to stamp on one's nuts, but then shake one's hand in the shower afterwards.
Charming.
Yeah, charming, Tony Blair. Oh, you can always trust a chap who went to public school. Except my friend Charlie, of course, who's in Ford Open Prison.
Who is this stuck-up Ponce?
No, come on, Arthur, give him a chance. We must be receptive to the full spectrum of opinions.
Shame about Mrs. Blair, though, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, bit of a fright. I mean, surely he didn't have to marry a member of the Adams family.
I don't believe I'm hearing this.
Well, you wait till you hear this. Apparently, she's a bit of a lefty. You know, feminist.
And you don't approve of feminism?
Well, I used to quite like feminism till I found out what it meant. Now, this might shock you, but apparently feminists want to stop all totty smiling, giggling and being silly and turn them into bossy boots. Mind you, Mrs. Thatcher was bossy and I was her number one fan. Woo!
We don't want any disharmony, do we?
You are the future of the Labour Party, are you?
Yup. Tony Blair's the man for me. Nice hair, jolly good suits and fantastic teeth.
And is that all you want out of a politician?
He's not a politician, is he? Goodness me, I had no idea. Whew, I think we all better leave. Here you are, Totty, washing up. Oh, I admire Armstrong, yes. I admire any man who can go to the moon and bake. And he'd be welcome round our place for his tea any time he liked.
As long as he behaved himself, eh, Frank?
Oh, he'd have to behave himself, yes. We don't tolerate bad behaviour in our house from anyone, not even Armstrong.
Quite right, Frank.
I mean, if we've just sat down at the table, the wife's just brought the food in and nicely presented it is too.
I can picture it.
When suddenly there's this strange sucking noise. It's Armstrong. He's only brought his own food along in a liquid form. Pouch and started sucking it noisily through a straw. I should say, oi, Armstrong, no! You're not on your lunar module now. Pick up your knife and fork and eat your Findus chicken Italiens in a terrestrial fashion.
You'll be well in order there, Frank. Your wife cooked them chicken Italiens with her own fair hand.
Quiet, George, I'm finished. If then, right, he starts regaling us with a story of the final splashdown to Earth. All right, fair enough, it's an interesting story. But suddenly, there's this strange smell.
Oh, no.
Urine.
What a prize tosser.
He's openly urinating into his suit at our dining table. I should say, oi, Armstrong. No! That's a nice suit, but not a space suit. It don't contain a sophisticated system of tubing for the disposal of bodily waste. If you wish to go to the toilet, put up your hand and ask for permission. And permission will be granted. We are fair people.
You're more than fair, Frank. The guy's made a giant step for mankind. You think you'd be able to manage a couple of little steps up to the toilet on a mezzanine landing? Frank, you want to take him to one side, cop him, give him a slap and say, listen, son, you're supposed to be an ambassador for all humankind on its triumphant march to the furthest stars. Now act like one!
I'll tell you, if that bastard Armstrong ever shows his face round my neck of the woods, it'll be the last time he boldly goes anywhere.
Lowlife, Burmese.